Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
We will rally around Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner.
Just reserve, you know, your opinions.
That's a wonderful time for us to jump in and say goodbye and then ask for some phone calls from people who watch the game.
Two-time NFL MVP.
They talk about this, the greatest show on turf. Maybe the best offense ever in football.
Super Bowl champion.
Warner to throw. Going deep downfield. Adjusting for it is Isaac Bruce. Touchdown. 73 yards.
Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Not just the NFL Hall of Fame. And I wear that as a badge of honor because without pro football, in all its forms and fashions, I'm not here tonight.
NFL Network analyst.
And Tracy in tears as he leaves the field.
And a big part of building a culture, finding ways to win football games, helps you to start believe every time you step between the lines.
Radio analyst for Westwood One Sports.
You're a big horse, and you must be ridden every Monday night. Let's go to the second quarter.
I am not sure what that means, people.
I don't know either, but I just said it.
Sit here and shake my head.
Let's go to the second quarter. 3-0 Chiefs.
Kurt Warner with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Kevin Harlan called him the big horse. He's our big horse.
You're a big horse, and you must be ridden every Monday night.
That's just amazing radio last week.
It sounded too personal, frankly, for us to hear.
It's a little personal, but I thought it was great. Kurt Warner now joining us here on The Score. Kurt, thank you for joining us. Obviously, it's a big news day here in Chicago with the Bears moving on from Shane Waldron. What's your initial reaction to this?
My initial reaction, and how you guys doing? My initial reaction is always, it's never about one person. And, you know, it's always the unfortunate part of it is that we want to, you know, put ownership on somebody when oftentimes it's a lot of different people involved. And, you know, sometimes the change can be good. We all understand that, you know, looking at things a little differently, you know, getting a little different nuance to what you do. But so often in these situations, there's a lot of people that are responsible. And, you know, I always hate people being fired. I hate anybody getting fired. And so that's, I think, the tough part about this. But, you know, I think the other side of it is realizing that whatever it was, it wasn't working. And, you know, everybody had to come together and, you know, Caleb hadn't come along, although we saw some strides early on, hadn't come along here down the stretch the way everybody had wanted him to. And unfortunately, somebody's going to be held responsible for it. But, you know, just watching the game yesterday is kind of, you know, what the stuff that I've seen all year long is that, yeah, some you could put on, you know, play design, in my opinion, things that I wasn't a huge fan of, wasn't always creating easy opportunities for the quarterback. There was other times where I thought the wide receivers got physically beat up at the line of scrimmage and didn't win their routes and give the quarterback a chance. And then there were other times where Caleb missed things in front of him and, you know, made bad throws or missed some reads in front of him. So it's kind of the same stuff that we've seen all year long outside of a couple games where there's just a variety of different things going wrong with this football team. And it's what's led to some bad offensive football the last few weeks. And, you know, again, you know, where you want to put the blame, You know, I thought there was plenty of blame to go around, but again, you get to this point, and I understand. I've been in this business long enough that the pressure starts to mount, and the pressure starts to mount across the board, not just on the offense and Caleb Williams and Shane Waldron, but also on Coach Flus, and you know, understanding that you know, something's got to change, and you know, they've got to make strides for him to possibly keep his job when you know, when it's all said and done. And so I've seen coaches, you know, like, okay, this isn't working, I got to try something else to, you know, hopefully salvage, you know, what started out as a good season, and now is starting to fall apart a little bit.
So they've elevated Thomas Brown, the passing game coordinator, to the offensive coordinator and play caller. What can change from now to the rest of the season, and what cannot change from now to the rest of the season, to your experience?
Well, you know, there's obviously different things that you can do. You know, I think about the Buffalo Bills a couple years ago when, you know, they made the move to Joe Brady, I think it was last year. You know, and they started introducing some new things, you know, a few new concepts, but, you know, some new formations and movements and some things that helped, I think, create some easier opportunities for Josh. The scheme as a whole stayed the same. You know, they didn't do a lot of plays differently. But, you know, but they doctored them up a little bit, and maybe that made it a little bit easier or a little bit more clear for Josh last year, because they started having success after the fact. And then the more they're together, the more they're able to introduce some new things. And so I'm assuming it's going to be pretty much the same, especially if Thomas was kind of the pass game coordinator anyway. So again, I don't know what all those terms mean and who exactly does what, and if he's the one designing the plays and the pass plays, well then maybe a lot of that stuff will stay the same, or if he just has input on what they're doing. But you know, terminology and things that you've worked on, you know, since training camp, you're not all of a sudden just going to, you know, kind of throw all that stuff in the trash and just start anew. So you've got to try to figure out a balance of what did we do that we liked? What did we do that Caleb's comfortable with? What are our staples? And then as we go week to week, how much new stuff can we introduce? Assuming they have to introduce new stuff because what they were doing wasn't working. And that new stuff, as I said, could just be some different formations, some different movements to try to create some, you know, some easier opportunities with his number one and two receiver. But I think what you see most times in these situations is that conceptually the offense stays, you know, heavily the same with, you know, little introductions here or there. And that's going to be the question. Are those little introductions and the little things that you can tweak along the way, are those going to be things that help this team, you know, show some dramatic improvement, you know, through the back half of the season?
We're looking for solutions with our quarterback, Kurt Warner, here on Spiegel and Holmes. Kurt, if Caleb picks up the...
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Phone tonight and calls you. He's like, hey, Hall of Famer, I could use a little bit of advice. What advice would you give him on handling this change?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, the biggest advice you have for anybody in the situation that he's in is, A, you got to take care of you and the things that you're doing or the things that you can do better. The thing that I always try to tell any quarterback, and it's always harder for a young quarterback, but the things I always try to tell them, you know, the first part of the process is you need to take ownership of the offense. You need to take ownership of what you're going to do moving forward. And what by that I mean, really making sure that you understand what the offense is trying to do. And you make it make sense in your mind, and you take ownership for things that you like and things that you don't like, things that you really understand and things that you don't understand. Is that it's very easy for any quarterback, you know, in a system where a coach calls or puts in a play in the playbook, and we just go, okay, I'll run it. Like, coach put it in, I'll figure out how to run it. And, you know, when that happens, sometimes we're going in and running plays that it's like, gosh, I don't know what I'm doing in this play. I don't feel comfortable with this play. But instead of, you know, rocking the waters at all, we're going to just kind of run whatever we're given. And I've always felt it was very important for quarterbacks to go, you know what, I don't like that. I like this. And then on top of that is to have the information to be able to know what you don't like about something, right? That's the hardest thing for anybody, is to go in and know that they don't like a play, but to not really be able to know how to improve that play. So then you're telling a coach, hey, I don't like your play. And if you can't tell them why, then they're just going to kind of throw their hands up and go, well, I like this play. I've run it a million times and it's been successful. So if you can't give me information on why or information on how I can make it better for you, then we're just going to stick with what I've always done because it's been successful. And so to be armed with that information of the why and the understanding of what it's good against and what it's not good against, or why I don't like it this week against what we're seeing defense, or whatever that is, if you don't have and aren't armed with that information, then there's really nothing you can do, because it's hard to challenge your coaches and their thoughts. And again, I'd say challenge in a positive way, you know, be able to, you know, to have that give and take of, hey, I like this play, but if we get cover two, I don't really like it. So do you mind if on the backside we change this concept to this and this? Because then I know if they roll front side, I can get right back side to this concept and I'm very comfortable with it. And now I'm doing what you want to do and we've got that concept, but I'm also comfortable with it if they change it up, because I know they have this coverage as well. So it's being able to have that give and take. And so the coordinator can understand who you are and how you think and what you like. And you can also understand what the coordinator's trying to do and run that the best that you can, but still feel comfortable that no matter what they give me, I can be successful on this play. But there's a lot of guys that don't understand that yet. They don't have that information. And so when I sit down with young quarterbacks or when I reach out to young quarterbacks, it's one of the things that I'm always saying to them is that sometimes it's great just to get a different perspective. Just to, you know, like your coach may be telling you one thing and you may have heard it another way at a different time in life. Give me a call and let's just talk through it. And I'll talk you through what I would be thinking on this play just to give you more information on how to handle this play that's in front of you and how to think about this, because we all think about plays differently. You know, no matter who the quarterback is, you give us a play and we all see something different. We process the game differently. So it's important to be able to, A, you would love to have a coordinator that sees the game exactly like you do and that you have that mesh. And so now when they put a play up there, you're like, oh yeah, I see that exactly the same. But it's sometimes nice to get a different perspective to go, oh, that makes more sense to me. Now I understand where I should put my eyes to start, or if they do this, where I might want to go with the football. And so I think the more perspective and information you can have, the more you can take ownership of an offense, the more you can take ownership of a play, and the more you can get comfortable with what you want to do with that play when you get between the lines on a Sunday afternoon.
Kurt, our next guest is going to be Lance Briggs. It's going to be his debut as one of our weekly guests on the show. You got any memories of him going up against him in those defenses with him and Brian and Mike Brown and Tommy Harris?
It was no fun, you know, from the standpoint of just a competitive standpoint. They were so good, you know, him and Brian, you know, in the middle there, and the versatility that they had. But it was always a fun challenge. Like, you always wanted to play against the best. They had one of the best defenses in the league, you know, in my time of playing. And so I always appreciated the games that I played against, you know, the Bears and played against those two guys. And so tell them I said hello. Glad I'm not competing against them anymore. But we had some fun battles for sure.
Kurt, thanks so much, man. We appreciate you. Thanks for getting in on the show today and giving us your point of view.
You got it. No problem, guys.
I love the thought process of what Joe Brady did after they fired Ken Dorsey in Buffalo and, you know, doing stuff that was comfortable for Josh Allen. Josh Allen, at that point, an all-pro quarterback already, at least a Pro Bowl quarterback. I think second-team all-pro by then. Josh Allen, very, very good. This is a rookie that they failed to set up for success, and now I don't know that you get a second chance to do that in his rookie year.
It's not apples to apples. It's really one of the few comparisons that we can find of something like this and it being successful, but who knows? It's more than likely that it doesn't work out the way that it worked out for Buffalo.
So much of this stuff that's gone wrong is install and teaching and, you know, an order of exposure and getting a kid ready for the NFL. And that ship has left the dock. That train has left the station. That cow has left the barn.
All of those things. We have got something great for you coming up in the next segment. Lance Briggs is going to join us. We'll get his thoughts about a lot of stuff, including when a coach loses a team in a locker room. He saw it up close. He's going to share with you next on The Score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.